The Procurement Officer's Blueprint to Cloud Commitment Management. For decades, IT procurement followed a predictable rhythm. You negotiated a software license or hardware lease, locked in a volume discount, signed a 3-year contract, and monitored compliance. Capital expenditure was discrete, and boundaries were clear. Then came the public cloud. In a world governed by variable, consumption-based pricing, traditional procurement strategies frequently stumble. Today, cloud spend is highly dynamic, driven by engineering teams spinning up resources with the click of a button. According to recent industry benchmarks, structural cloud waste continues to swallow up to 30% of enterprise technology budgets. To bridge this gap, modern sourcing and procurement teams are evolving. By aligning with the principles of FinOps, cloud financial management, procurement is shifting from a passive back-end contract function into an active upstream driver of engineering unit economics. The two primary levers at your disposal: reserved instances, RIs, and spot instances. Mastering them requires viewing them not just as technical configurations, but as financial risk management instruments. Here is how strategic procurement teams navigate the trade-offs between commitment and volatility to maximize business value. Reserved instances, the art of the commitment strategy. Reserved instances and their modern equivalent, savings plans, represent a classic procurement tool, trading long-term commitment for deep volume discounts. By committing to a specific volume of compute usage over a 1 or 3 year horizon, organizations can secure up to a 72% discount relative to volatile on-demand pricing. However, from a procurement standpoint, RIS introduce a critical risk: underutilization exposure. If engineering changes their architectural direction 6 months into a 3-year agreement, you are still financially liable for that unconsumed capacity. The procurement playbook for RIS. The baseline rule: work with your FinOps or engineering teams to perform an on-demand exposure analysis. Look at the absolute minimum compute utilization over the last 60 to 90 days. That steady state floor, the capacity that never drops off, is what you cover with commitments. Diversify the horizon portfolio. Never purchase 100% of your commitments on a rigid, 3-year, non-refundable timeline. Build a laddered portfolio. Cover your most permanent, unchanging database layers with 3-year commitments to maximize the discount, but utilize flexible, convertible 1-year commitments or savings plans for standard application compute layers. Track the vital metrics. Procurement shouldn't just look at the total bill. You must hold teams accountable to 2 specific metrics: commitment coverage, how much of your eligible baseline is covered, and commitment utilization, how much of what you are paying for is actually being used by an active workload. Spot instances, navigating the spot arbitrage market. If reserved instances are an exercise in contract commitment, spot instances are an exercise in market arbitrage. Cloud providers sell their excess, unused data center capacity at massive discounts, often up to 90% cheaper than standard rates. The procurement catch? There is zero SLA for availability. The cloud provider can reclaim that capacity with as little as a 2-minute warning if an on-demand customer requests it. Traditionally, procurement specialists recoil from this lack of predictability. However, when paired with modern, fault-tolerant engineering architectures, spot instances represent an unmatched cost-saving mechanism. The procurement playbook for spot. Redefine the SLA mindset. Procurement must understand that for specific workloads, a sudden interruption is not an operational failure. It is an expected characteristic of the contract. Target the right workloads. Audit your enterprise technology pipeline for fault-tolerant, asynchronous applications. Perfect candidates include CI/CD deployment pipelines, batch data processing, machine learning inference modeling, and non-production testing environments. Enforce the sourcing guardrails. Instead of banning spot due to risk, empower engineering by verifying they have automated termination handling built into their infrastructure. This ensures that when the 2-minute eviction notice arrives, the system gracefully saves its state and shifts the work to another available spot pool without human intervention. Now, let's look at how elite teams actually balance the portfolio. First, look at your steady state core, things like your databases and primary enterprise apps. The procurement strategy here is straightforward. Lock them into reserved instances or savings plans. It's a long-term commitment, but it gives you high, predictable utilization at a low risk. Next, you have your predictable traffic peaks, like standard daily business hours. For this layer, you want to utilize on-demand or flexible savings plans. This gives you pay-as-you-go flexibility, which keeps your risk medium and prevents you from paying for long-term shelfware when traffic drops. Finally, there's your volatile and batch processing. Think data analytics, testing environments, and CI/CD pipelines. This is where you deploy spot instances. You're playing the arbitrage market here for massive discounts with zero commitment. Yes, the volatility risk is high, but because these workloads are engineered to be interrupted, the reward is worth it. The baseline rule? Anchor your core, stay flexible on the peaks, and gamble smart on the bursts. By structuring cloud procurement this way, you effectively run your core business operations on deeply discounted commitments while leveraging the spot market to absorb heavy computational bursts without ballooning the budget. Moving upstream, procurement as a strategic partner. In 2026, cloud spending is no longer a localized IT line item. It is an executive business driver. Procurement can no longer afford to review cloud commitments only when a contract renewal looms. To prevent budget drift, procurement specialists must integrate directly into the continuous FinOps cycle. This means standardizing cross-cloud billing schemas, such as the focus specification, establishing automated anomaly alerts, and translating technical resource utilization directly into corporate unit economics, for example, cost per customer transaction. When procurement combines commercial contract expertise with real-time cloud visibility, technology stops being an unpredictable cost center and transforms into a scalable competitive advantage. Take control of your cloud ecosystem with Cloud Latitude. Optimizing a multi-cloud footprint requires deep cross-functional alignment between engineering reality and financial governance. Many enterprises struggle to find the exact boundary where commitment ends and waste begins. At Cloud Latitude, we act as the bridge between your sourcing teams and your cloud architecture. Our comprehensive FinOps and cloud optimization solutions empower your organization to run advanced on-demand exposure assessments to pinpoint hidden waste, design risk-mitigated, laddered commitment portfolios across AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, implement automated guardrails that maximize spot compliance without sacrificing system reliability. Let us help you transform your cloud bill from an unpredictable variable into a highly engineered financial asset.